Rocky Brown has won cash and prizes totaling $20,573. Today, one of our contestants could win a fur coat, silver bars, a living room, or a trip to Russia, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Ford Thunderbird and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. A handsome group. Nice to have you with us. We are delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Rocky Brown. Hi, Rocky.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm fine. You're doing very well.
Yeah.
You've really been on a roll. Do you think you could do as well when you came down here the first day?
I only hope so. I don't know that.
Well, you're doing very well. With $4,000 of it in cash, that's not counting the silver bars, over $20,000 in cash and prizes. Ready to go again?
Okay.
Good luck.
I'm ready.
And here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. It's the Don't Go Near the Microwave outfit. I like that outfit.
Thank you.
Who did you bring? They liked it too. Who'd you bring us?
She likes to talk to the animals. Originally from Demarest, New Jersey. Here's Barbara Hearn.
Hello there, Barbara.
And whose work is seen all around town from Los Angeles, California. Let's greet Joseph Scranton.
Hi there, Joseph. See you later. That's a great outfit. Reaction. Thank you. Joseph, your work is seen all over town.
Yes, that's true, Jim. I work for the city of Los Angeles, and I put up those regulatory signs that everybody's supposed to be paying attention to.
Oh, so when I see the stop signs and things, I got to think of Joseph Scranton, right?
That's right.
Nice to have you here. Barbara, from Demarest, New Jersey, pretty town. You like to talk to the animals.
Yes, I do. I enjoy working with animals, and as a matter of fact, I'd like to become a surrogate mother for chimps or lowland gorillas.
Oh, it sounds interesting. Sounds fascinating. How did you come to have this ambition?
I just like working with animals.
I think it would be it. Well, I wish you well in your ambitions, then. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
$20 starts all three players off. Let's get into the match with this question. What TV sitcom features Joel Higgins as the immature father? Rocky? Ricky Schroeder, that's Silver Spoons. And the champion couldn't come up with the answer. He loses $5. A Briton wants to spend it while a dieter wants to lose it. Joseph.
What are pounds?
That's I give up. What are pounds? No, yes, that's right. Pounds it is. $5 for the correct answer. Joseph goes to 25. Name the legendary outlaw whose partner was called the Sundance Kid. Rocky.
Butch Cassidy.
That's right. Champion is correct this time. Gets that five back. Back to 20. According to the old adage, a miss is as good as, Rocky?
A mile.
A mile it is. Another five for Rocky. Ties Joseph for 25. It's both a simple song for piano and eating utensils, Rocky.
Chopsticks.
That's what they've got in common. Chopsticks it is. Champion goes into the lead. Well, as you may well know, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise when the sale surprise, instant bargain, anything comes up. And, Rocky, you've got a $5 lead over Joseph. It is time right now for an instant bargain. Take a look at this.
Rocky, here's a bright idea for your home. Authentic, pure crystal lamps imported from Europe by Crystal Clear Industries. Each piece is hand-cut and individually signed. Suddenly, everything is crystal clear. And it's normally priced at $400. But today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
Couple of beautiful lamps. What I was saying is that a sale surprise could come up at any time. Rocky, with the two lamps, they by themselves are a great buy for not $6, but $5. You'd be in a tie with Joseph if you bought the two lamps for just the value of one question. Going once, going twice, no sale. Nope, didn't like the lamps that much. Back with us for all three players. What offbeat TV Western featured cousin Bo, brothers Bart, Rocky?
Maverick.
And Brett was the other one. Maverick it is. Another five for the champion. Your cruise takes you to Puerto Vallarta. Rocky?
Mexico.
What country are you in? Mexico is exactly right. Good anticipation, and Rocky goes to 40. Just beating Barbara to the buzzer on that one. Name the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Profiles in Courage, Rocky.
John Kennedy.
John Kennedy is right, and Rocky to 45. Time now for the Fame Game. We play for control of the Fame Game board, and a lot of information, players, about a famous person. I was born in Montana, in 1911 and began my broadcast career. Rocky?
Chet Huntley.
You are right. Wow. Took a chance. How did you come up with that so quickly?
I knew he was born in Montana.
Nicely solved. He took a chance. It paid off, and he's going to pay off with a pick of the board here. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the seven.
All right, the lights are flashing. If you can stop the flashing lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score, Rocky. Good luck.
Lucky seven.
Right up the middle with number five. What does he get?
Cutlery. Cutco's complete 18-piece cutlery set featuring patented wedge lock handles, exclusive double D grind cutting edge. Quality American craftsmanship furnished by Alcaz Cutlery.
Very fancy cutlery. $578 worth, as a matter of fact.
Super.
That's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And we will be back to the game after we take time out for this brief commercial message. Please watch. Rocky Brown looking for a fifth crack at that winner's board, and he's got a leg up towards that. He's at 45, Joseph at 25, Barbara at 20. Let's get back. Named for a county in Kentucky, corn is the main ingredient in this southern whiskey. Rocky.
Bourbon.
Bourbon is what it is. Rocky hits the $50 mark. Complete the words to this familiar song. Take my hand, I'm a... Rocky?
Stranger in Paradise.
You got it, and Rocky to 55. What name is given to a judge's little wooden mallet? Rocky.
A gavel.
Gavel is what it is. Rocky to 60. And Rocky, have you ever seen a gavel before?
I'm wearing one.
Yeah, that's right. He's an auctioneer if you haven't been with us for a few shows. What do we call the holiday that falls the night before All Saints Day? Joseph.
Halloween.
Halloween is right. Finally beat him to the buzzer. Joseph goes to 30. Yeah, everybody's got the knowledge, but Rocky is very quick with that buzzer, and he's quick enough right now to have a $30 lead and the opportunity to buy this.
Rocky, it's the model of fashion for that very special evening. A very special gown. The height of elegance with a designer's original. Yours with a gift certificate from Birgitta. And it's normally priced at $800. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Boy. I mean, that is a terrific looking outfit. Oh, this one. I beg your pardon there. I was thrown there for a minute. Rocky, single fella, right?
Absolutely.
Lady friend might like this, right? $800 outfit. I mean, that's pretty fancy. $800 it would cost. $10 what it cost here. You would still have a $20 lead, and if you would take this beautiful dress off my hands, an $800 dress, I'll give you $500 in cash to go with it. Going once. Yeah, he's going to buy. Well, a lady friend's going to enjoy that. Tail surprise as well. Well done. Well, the maid came through after all. A surprise goes with it, and it pretty hefty here, Rocky. In addition to my $500 and the dress, you get one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, $900 more in cash. $1,400 in cash, $800 dress for $10. Well done. Did you have a feeling on that one?
No. I have an idea what I'm going to do with the dress.
Oh, okay. Can we talk about it?
Sure. My sister needs a dress for my niece's bas mitzvah.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, that's good. Then your sister will look terrific in that dress. And as we knock off just $10 off your score, Rocky still with a $20 lead. What kind of small pony is named for islands off Scotland, Joseph?
Shetland.
Shetland is what it is. Joseph pulls over the $15 at Rocky. Henry Ford once said of his Model T, a customer can have it painted any color he wants. Rocky?
As long as it's black.
That's exactly what he said. Nicely solved. Rocky to 55. In what eastern state would you find the Adirondack Mountains? Rocky?
Pennsylvania.
Nope. New York. New York. And Rocky loses five for the first time in a while, back down to 50. What is the proper term for a shooting star? Joseph.
A meteorite.
Can we accept that? No, I'm sorry. We can accept meteor or meteoroid, but not a meteorite. It is not, clearly not that, unfortunately. I asked the judge before, and he said, no, we cannot accept that. Sorry about that. You lose five on that, Joseph.
Tough, yeah.
Described as the Hill Street Blues of medical shows, this, Rocky.
St. Elsewhere.
That's exactly what it is, and Rocky to 55. Yeah. St. Elsewhere, of course, is a show about hospitals, and the high cost of hospital care is alarming to everyone. And I know one disgruntled patient put it this way. He said, I got my bill for my surgery, and now I know why those doctors wear those masks. We'll be right back. That's Champion Rocky Brown in the lead at $55, Joseph at $30, Barbara at $20, and a $15 money card to be added to the board as we go back to the fame game in a famous place. I am a city, the largest freshwater port in the world. The Delaware Indians lived on my site long before Europeans arrived. When I was founded in 1682, I was visualized Rocky.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is right, yes. Rocky's neck of the woods. It is the largest freshwater port in the world. Interesting fact about Philadelphia. Rocky knew it, and he gets another. Look at that board. Where's the 15?
Behind the one.
Lights are flashing. Two numbers to shoot for. Good luck, Rocky.
Number one.
Oh, it went right by it. What does he get behind number two?
A refrigerator freezer. A Kelvinator. No Frost 16 cubic foot refrigerator freezer, only 28 inches wide. Has four adjustable cantilevered shelves, see-through meat keeper, and twin crispers. Furnished by Kelvinator.
Well, that's not a bad choice. Over $700 worth of refrigerator. You'll enjoy that. Back with us now. What famous medical clinic started by a physician, Rocky?
The Mayo Clinic.
And his two sons is located in Rochester, Minnesota. Yes, indeed. It is the Mayo Clinic. Good anticipation, Rocky. Back to 60. From the Spanish for watchman, this is a citizen who, without authority, pursues and punishes. Barbara.
Vigilante.
This time you beat him with the buzzer, and you're right. Vigilante it is. Yeah. Barbara's been hitting that buzzer, and they've just been beating her there. Good. The Oscar-winning actor who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars, Rocky.
Sir Alec Guinness.
That's exactly who it is in Rocky the 65. Yeah. Rocky, stretch that lead out again. You've stretched it out, a $35 lead, and I don't know what we're selling here, but take a look.
Rocky, there's something fishy about this next instant bargain. It's a trip to fabulous San Francisco. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for three exciting days in the famous city by the bay, where you'll stay at Travel Lodge at the Wharf, walking distance to Fisherman's Wharf, a cable ride to Chinatown and Union Square, beautiful panoramic views and luxury accommodations, furnished by Travel Lodge by the Wharf at the Wharf, and it's normally priced at $1,106, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
They really got authentic, huh? I'll have a small shrimp cocktail there. No, okay, this Fisherman's Wharf, I gathered. Well, that's pretty fancy there. But the trip to San Francisco is fancy now. I know you're up around that neck of the woods, but you come down here, you can bring you and a friend back up there again.
The Travel Lodge is a half a block from our store in San Francisco.
Oh, yes? Well, okay. But you got to go home. I mean, you're here now. We'd pay for you and a friend to go back home and come back. You couldn't. How could you lose? One. Did I work that out? 1,000. I'll throw in a lobster. $1,106 trip for two to San Francisco for 15 bucks, and you would still have a big lead. You have right now a $35 lead. Knock 15 off of that, and you'd still have a big lead. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Gotta be a trip to his hometown where he lives. Of course he wants to buy that. That's the silliest thing I've ever looking at. I found out Rocky lives three blocks from where that trip was going to, right? No wonder he didn't buy it. Rocky at 65, Joseph at 30, Barbara at 25. In the presidential election of 1916, he ran under the slogan, "He kept us out of war." Rocky.
Coolidge.
Nope. Wilson. Woodrow Wilson. Rocky loses five down to 60. What island nation do you identify with the place names Mindanao, Luzon? Joseph?
Philippines.
That's exactly what it is, the Philippines. Joseph is 35. Okay. Who starred in the title role of the movie Arthur? Rocky.
Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore is right, and Rocky gets it five back to 65. Third final crack of the fame game. We'll add the big $25 money card as well as we look for a famous place. I am the fourth largest city in the world. I have tall buildings, crowded freeways, and more neon signs than any other city. I was almost destroyed by an earthquake. Rocky.
Tokyo.
Tokyo is right, yes. Almost destroyed in an earthquake in 1923, I was going to say. And Rocky gets control of the board. Very important when you're in the lead. Where's the $25 money card?
Behind the three.
Three of them to shoot for in the corners, Rocky. So good luck.
25.
And right down next to the eight, what does he get?
A food preparer. This KitchenAid mixer with attachments can handle most every task, from a single egg wipe to kneading yeast doughs. It's a complete food preparer, furnished by KitchenAid.
Plus $469. And you do a lot of cooking, you told me,
right? I love to cook.
You'll enjoy that. And now we finish up this game with a speed round, and may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Rocky at 65, Joseph at 35, Barbara at 25. Good luck as we start the speed round now. What animal is the symbol of the Republican Party? Rocky.
The elephant.
Right. How many strings on a standard guitar? Rocky.
Six.
Right. On TV, who played Hawkeye Pierce? Rocky.
Alan Alda.
Right. From what type of tree could you gather acorns? A Barbara.
Oak.
Right. Name the king who wielded the magic sword Excalibur. Rocky.
King Arthur.
Right. Who served as vice president to Dwight Eisenhower? Rocky.
Richard Nixon.
Right. In what eastern city is Grand Central Station? Rocky.
New York City.
Right. What flightless African creature is the largest bird alive? Barbara.
Emu.
Wrong. Who was the famous pupil of Anne Sullivan? Rocky.
Helen Keller.
Right. What is the capital of Canada? Rocky.
Ottawa.
Right. In 1972, who became the first American world chess champion? Rocky.
Bobby Fischer.
Right. In the movies, who was the father of Rosemary's Baby? Rocky.
The devil.
Right. From what country did the United States purchase Alaska? Rocky.
Russia.
Right. What word describes any letter that is not a vowel? Rocky.
A consonant.
Right. In Shakespeare's play, who did Macduff kill? Rocky. Well, he finally missed one. That's Macbeth. What a big win. Congratulations. Rocky. Well done. Couldn't get that one out. Shakespeare's play, Macduff killed Macbeth. I thought you were going to say that. The flightless African creature, the largest bird alive, is the ostrich. Yes. Got to say goodbye to Joseph and Barbara, and unfortunately didn't get a chance to pick up anything along the way. It was all Rocky there. We thank you both for joining us, and I hope you had a good time. Joseph,
thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara, good luck with working with the animals. Thank you for joining
thank
us as
you.
Well. But Rocky Brown, isn't he tough in that speed round? Now he's going to join me at the winner's board. Come on, Rocky. You just run away with those speed rounds.
Congratulations. Well done.
Now, Rocky, let's see. You've knocked off some wonderful prizes off that board. Now, somewhere up there is a lady's fur coat. There is beautiful and unusual crystal, a wonderful bar. And we haven't had a good look at this, and this is unique. Take a good look at this beautiful pocket watch.
Tune up your life with this beautiful musical watch. Lucien Picard puts motion and music in a unique timepiece of heirloom quality. The raised figure of the maiden pumps water. The horse bends and drinks the water while a Swiss tone plays. Furnished by Lucien Picard. And this prize is worth $2,175.
Isn't that unusual? That is really, really beautiful. And it is up here on the board someplace. And Rocky's going to try to make a match now. And as soon as he does, whatever he matches, that prize is his. Rocky, good luck. Start picking.
Number three.
He always knows what numbers he wants to go for. Crystal gift certificate.
Number 13.
Win card. Next thing is an automatic match. Rocky, good luck. The fingers are crossed. What are you going to win?
17.
Number 17. I hope it's something he wants. 17 is the old bar. Yeah, that was gorgeous. I know you were thinking car right there, but the bar is lovely. Jay, tell him about it.
Here's a new twist for your decor. This handcrafted solid oak bar with brass foot rail, removable wine rack, chopping block, and two carved oak stools with tufted leather seats and brass nail trim. And this prize is worth $2,738.
Well, that is beautiful. Sit down, make yourself comfortable.
Oh, two-fister.
David, you may I? Thank you, Brad. You run a classy place here like that. I know, it usually has just apple juice and...
Just the right height.
Just apple. Boy.
Another Gaelic.
Good, yes. That's, wow. Like Chaim, it's also Gaelic. Beautiful bar. Hope you will enjoy that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's lovely, and it just gets added with a great total that Rocky's got. We'll give you his total right after we take time out for this, and we'll sit here at the bar here for a while.
May I join you with your bar?
Absolutely.
I like the bar. I like the little brass. The railing, too.
You know what he absolutely comes from? I've been doing it for years. In the movie Rocky, she asked me if you'd like a limit. And he goes, absolutely. And all my friends tease me because I walk around saying, absolutely.
Well, Rocky was happy about that bar as well. He should be. It is lovely. And Rocky, of course, now has knocked a lot of things off that board. He could stay here till he clears that board of all of the prizes, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
That would be a total of over $100,000 in cash and prizes. Rocky, so far, $27,267 in cash and prizes. See you next time on Tale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.